Hi there, boys and girls. Are you ready for another Children's Bible Club meeting? I am, and I'm glad you've joined us. Say, do you like helicopters? Did you ever get to ride in a helicopter? Oh, it seems like it would be great fun to ride in a plane that could fly up and down and forward and backward and even hover in one place. For hundreds of years, men tried to build such a wonder, and Leonardo da Vinci drew sketches for one. But guess what? God had already made the design and built the model. Don't go away. I'll tell you about it after the choir's first song. Thanks a heap, choir, for that good message and song. Now, as I was saying about God's helicopter, on the fifth day of creation, God made all the birds, big ones, little ones, pretty ones, and plain ones, and he made one little tiny one that was amazing. It could fly backward and forward, up and down, and hover in one place in midair. Yes! The hummingbird can really do all of that. It can position its body almost vertically and trace figure eights with its wingtips and produce lift to be able to hover. The ruby-throated hummingbird is less than 4 inches long and weighs only 1/10 ounce, just about the weight of a penny. And listen to this. In spite of it being so tiny, it flies over 1,850 miles from the eastern United States and across the Gulf of Mexico to its winter home in Central America. Its tiny wings usually beat about 90 times per second. Can you imagine that? Hummers eat insects and flower nectar, but they have to eat a lot because they usually eat twice their body weight in food every day. And before they start their long trek south, so many hundreds of miles, they have to store up a layer of fat equal to half their body weight. How about that? Well, that tidbit of information about God's amazing helicopter came from my little Mighty Mini booklet called Kids Critters, about many of God's creatures. If you'd like to have a copy of your own, just write Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. And ask for Kids Critters. There's one for each Bible clubber who writes today, so get your letter right off. And now, let's sing with the choir before story time.
My
cowered in fear. Mama had never been this mad before. As soon as she discovered her money was missing, the search began. She was frantic. She looked under the bed, behind the furniture, and in the camel saddles. She searched until she was raving and cursing. Her 1,100 shekels of silver were gone. Her dreams of the things the money could buy were dashed by one vile thief. Furious, she cursed until young Micah's ears burned. It was a fearful time in Israel. People didn't obey God's word, but everyone did right in his own eyes. Micah's mother set the pace in their home. Proverbs says, instruction is better than silver, and knowledge better than choice gold. But not to Micah's mother. She stressed money until Micah set out to do whatever it took to get it. But he didn't plan on her violent reaction. The situation had ballooned into a crisis. He had to fix it, but he couldn't face his mother. Terrified, at last he bolstered his courage and began, Mother?
What?
What is it? She stormed. I don't have time now. What do you want?
Mother, he stammered, that money that you've been cursing about?
Micah feared to go on. Speak up, Micah, and make it quick. Can't you see I'm busy?
Well, you know the money that's missing? The money you cursed about in my ears? Well, I took it.
The truth was out. Micah stood ready to shield himself from whatever might come. To his utter amazement, a calm swept over the room. His mother's expression changed. The scowl vanished, and with a soft smile she uttered, Oh, blessed be thou of the Lord, my son. Did Micah hear right? Blessed be thou of the Lord? It was true. She did love money and possessions more than God, more than doing right, even more than her own boy. She was so glad to get her money back that she wasn't even alarmed that her son had stolen it, that her own boy was a thief. She even rewarded him. The tongue that had cursed so violently now drooled with piety. Why, that silver was dedicated to the Lord, she said. What? Micah hadn't heard that before. Yes, and now I'm going to have a silversmith make an idol out of it. An idol of your very own, Micah. Won't that be nice? Micah was dumbfounded. He was being rewarded for doing wrong. The very money he had stolen was now being given to him as a gift for worship. Days passed. It was nice to have peace at home again. Yes, Mama was having 200 shekels of silver made as an idol for Micah. But the remaining 900 she kept for herself. The finished idols were set up in Micah's house. He had his very own shrine and religious services. There was just one catch. He had religion, but not salvation. He had gods, but not the true God of heaven. He could pray, but his gods couldn't answer. They could do Micah no good. Micah needed help. His mother was no help. His idols and religion were no help. In fact, the boy Micah had two images. The man Micah had a house of gods. But his idols didn't quiet his fears. As time passed, the more anxious he became. He made an ephod, a high priest robe. He had teraphim, little hand-sized images he could take with him anywhere he went. Yet, something was lacking. He needed a priest, but where could he find one? Ah, he would consecrate one of his sons for the job. His own boy, whom he had taught, who knew no more about God than Micah, now became the family priest. Was Micah satisfied now? No, but he had religion and thought he was doing the best he could. One day, a stranger arrived. Micah welcomed him. "Where are you from?" he asked. "I'm a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah. I'm going where I may sojourn to find a place. In other words, I'm a preacher looking for a job." Delighted, Micah offered, "Come, work for me. Be my priest. I'll give you 10 shekels every year, a suit of apparel, and your victuals." What an offer! A place to preach with a guaranteed salary, food, and duds. Well, probably priestly robes. It was a fine job with good pay and fringe benefits, and the Levite moved in. Micah was happy. "Now I know the Lord will do me good since I have a Levite for my priest." But God could not bless the mixture of idolatry and religious form. Both rejected God's command, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image." The plan seemed to work at first, but God was not in it. "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Religion cannot save. Eternal life is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. God can bless only as we stay true to His Word. Now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.